Game 162 for the Brewers and Cardinals. That's the rookie Aaron Wilkerson taking the mound for his second start of the season, searching for his first career win, getting some offensive help in the top of the first. Brett Phillips, two on and two out.
Brett Phillips, and he swings and smokes it deep to right center. This is trouble. It is gone. A three-run home run, and it's now 4-0 Milwaukee. Wow. With nobody on it, two outs here, and he takes strike three, and that's his fourth K, and he's retired everybody in order through five, and we go to the sixth. Strike three call. That's 17 in a row retiring. He has five strikeouts. Here's a line drive, base hit into right field, and that breaks the no-hitter in the perfect game. Pinch hit single by Cardinal Jose Martinez.
Here's a swing and a high fly ball. Hit well, deep center field. Bader on the run at the wall. He runs out of room. That's a home run. That one kept drifting and drifting. And a strong Jesus Aguilar hits his 16th home run of the year. It's 6-1 Milwaukee.
And his one ball, two strike offering is headed in for Bandy. Swinging a fly ball to center. Center fielder broke back, now comes in and dives and makes the catch. He misjudged it, but then that great speed saved him. And the pitch by Taylor Williams, swinging a ground ball. Second baseman has it, throws. And that takes care of 217. Garcia grounds out to end the season.
Brewers win 6-1. The rookie Aaron Wilkerson went seven innings in just his second start of the season, picking up his first win of the year. He struck out five. Jesus Aguilar and Brett Phillips each tallied a homer and three RBIs. Here's Cardinals skipper Mike Matheny after the loss.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it, you know, way too much lately. I mean, there's a lot of positives, but you know, the long and short is we came up short. And not what we intended to do. And, so it doesn't feel like we did what we had to. But there's obviously a lot of positives, and those are the ones that we're going to continue to look at, but we also have to evaluate some of the things where we can get better, and there's a lot of ways that every one of us can. And so, that really starts in the morning when we start our meetings and starting to figure out where we go from here. Yeah, he's been continued to kind of move his way up in how we viewed him, and today with it, just another step there. But we were able to use him in some higher leverage situations, and his stuff, and he's changed too. He's put a little movement on the fastball. The breaking ball has been a little more consistent. He's got the good life, obviously, with the strong arm. So he's taking the proper steps at the proper time, because he's a guy that's going to be completely out of options. And I explained to him just a few minutes ago, you know, it was a tough year being on that yo-yo where we're constantly using him because he had the options of moving him back and forth. But that's kind of the nature of our game. We kind of run through guys, and when we need to bring a fresh arm in, we got to do it. And just so we can keep everybody healthy. But he handled it like a professional and continued to improve. And you know, even talking with Stubby, he was one of the top pitchers in that league. So continued to do it down there as well as here.
It seems like his opportunity was
for you, but then he started hurting. He did, yeah. Yeah, we would use him just to kind of eat up some innings at times, which, I mean, that's kind of the normal progression, unless we bring up a starter, put a guy in some innings where he can take some of the load off the other pitchers, and then as they progress and improve, they change the way we use them, and sometimes out of necessity there too. But would not have been afraid to use him in just about any spot at the end of the season, and that's a great compliment to Tui.
What did you have to say with Flaherty today?
Yeah, I thought he showed a lot, not like what we talked about with Luke Weaver yesterday. Obviously wasn't sharp early, but kind of showed that toughness of being able to get locked back in. And, you know, that's a tough spot to be on out there. He knew we had a lot of guys that were down and we needed him to throw innings, and he figured it out. Didn't have a lot of feel for his fastball early, had to trust a lot on his slider, and that made him pretty one-dimensional, which caused some runs. And after that, he got the heater going and made a nice adjustment. Probably could have gone longer, but, you know, we kind of had our eye on him as we've had since he got here, that we're going to be careful, and the other guys did a nice job of keeping us close.
What do you hope Jack can take away from this loss?
Yeah, I think not just Jack, but I would say Luke also, you know, the demand of this game. And, you know, as I talked to both of them, it's you need to do whatever you need to do this winter with the idea of pitching to November. It's not just the one extra month. You got to prepare to have two. And know in your mind that while you're putting in the extra reps, that's what you're trying to build up for. And it comes down to core strength and in their lower half, and both of them have room to grow. And both of them are on a real nice program. Watching Jack, he journals every outing. He journals his workouts. I mean, he's conscientious, he's smart, and he's talented. And Luke's right there with him. It's just part of it you have to experience firsthand and see what it's like to push for that extra month. And that's something that sometimes can push you to another level for how you prepare.
Tomorrow morning, everyone's going to wake up that works in this building, players, ushers, whomever, and it's going to hit them that it's over, the season's over. It's a stink. The feeling stinks, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So knowing that, like, how do you fix it? What are some ways to re-energize everybody so we're here through October?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of our job moving forward now. You take off the coaches had and try and help evaluate. And once again, we all believe in looking in the mirror too. What is it that we could each individually do better? And look for some feedback from people that we trust inside our circle. And then try and take those steps forward. And then also at the same time, be honest evaluators for our guys. And those conversations, once again, have been happening for a while, but they take another level to that when we kind of give a year-end evaluation as we contact guys. So wait and see kind of what our view is and get the perspective from the front office too, where we go from here, and then start putting a game plan together how each of us are going to get better. He was not necessarily going up and down so many times as what Sam was, but I think he realized too, where he was in that spot where he needed to go and get something fixed, and he saw it as it was an opportunity to go get better, not a demotion, and went down with a real clean plan. So I compliment him, and he came back better, and we'd see spurts of greatness, which we absolutely see in Randall Grichuk. I think he could be a special player. It's going to come down to knowing the strike zone and really knowing how these teams are consistently approaching him and being able to control that strike zone and above and below. And if he can figure that out, there's going to be a lot of teams in trouble. And how that happens, I mean, we're going to be thinking outside the box to try and help him and every other player as well. There's some pitch tracking devices. There's some software. There's things, you know, let's get creative. How can we help get him to another level? Because there is a skill set there that's very unique. And if he could put it all together, you're going to see an extremely talented player really take off.
Is that homework or is that spring? Like winter.
You know, these are grown men too, so we provide them as much as we can and then also throw it out there. You know, here's something we think, you know, do you have buy-in? Because we're not going to be able to babysit them, and they don't want that either. I mean, we'll give it to them, like, this is what we think. If you think there's any value to it, we'll make every resource possible to you. And most of them jump on, at least give it a try, and if they don't feel that it's worth their time, then they bag it. Just like our workout program, we keep on top of them. We give them some ideas, but some guys kind of do their own thing. They know what they need. So we'll provide the resources. We'll tell them what we see as maybe a spot that can be improved on, and then help them however much they'll allow us to help them.
So on that note, does it behoove you guys as an organization to make some decisions sooner than later so that way you can spend extra time or follow up or work with guys who are going to be here versus guys that are
Yeah, I mean, that it'd be nice. That's just not how it works, right? I mean, you got the whole winter for things to happen, and we got to, first of all, figure out, you know, what direction is it that, you know, where are some areas that we feel we're going to be able to improve? How's that going to affect the guys that we have? I mean, that stuff doesn't just happen when you snap your fingers. There's got to be a lot of other pieces that fall in place. So you have a game plan and you have an agenda. But in the meanwhile, our obligation is take the guys that we have, give them what we see and how we feel that they might improve in their game. and hope that it's for us, and we see how things play out as time goes. Yeah, I didn't get any report out at the end of the game, but serious enough, we had to get him off the field.
Disappointing end.
Yeah, it's a shame, too. I mean, real nice swing, and it's just, talk about another. It wasn't necessarily a yo-yo. It was just one time, but you're talking about an all-star, Major League all-star. And then that's tough for any player. And just continuing to encourage him that's the kind of player he can be, is one that is playing in a significant role, and just to keep working hard, and we'll continue with talks with him.
Matt Carpenter didn't play in Sunday's season finale, but he had some post-game thoughts about the season as a whole.
You got to look at the bright side and some of the positives and some of the things we were able to do this year, and we got to see a lot of the young and up-and-coming talent that's on the way getting a good opportunity here, especially second half, to contribute and still found a way to put a winning season together, combined with some really tough injuries and some of the adversity that we fought through. So it's not a complete loss, but certainly, anytime you don't get a chance to play in October, it's a bit of a disappointment.
Do you have any sense this offseason that it'll be a lot of changes? Do you have any sense of how different next year could look?
I mean, no, I don't, but I know that the word is that there's a chance that it could be significantly different, but that's not for me to decide, and we'll see what that looks like going forward. But I know we got a pretty good group in here, and I'd like to see everybody back, but I know that that's not the way this business works sometimes. So you just go forward and be ready to go in spring.
Does that make it a little more of a day like today where you know that some of these guys that you've become friends with aren't going to be part of it?
Yeah, I mean, you certainly, it does, but it's like that every year. I mean, every year there's going to be guys coming and going. I mean, it's just what we do for a living. It's just part of it. So you try to say your goodbyes and knowing that, might be the last time you see the guy, or it definitely might be the last time you play with the guy. So it can be a tough day, but like I said, it's just part of it.
Matt, if it's your decision, and you've always been flexible and team-oriented, but if it's your decision, would you want to know, going into this offseason, what position they want me in? Because that would kind of maybe work on your offseason workouts in a particular way.
You know what? Not really. I already thought about that. I mean, I want to improve at all those spots. I mean, every spot that I play, my goal this offseason going into it is to increase mobility and strength and speed so that I can be better at all those spots, and whatever decision is made, I'll be ready to go, and then as we progress through a season, I'll be flexible and ready to move. So no, to answer your question.
Do you think you guys are close? Do you feel like it's a tweak here or there? I mean, it's not in need of a rebuild, but do you think you have enough pieces right now?
Yeah, I mean, you could argue and say that this year was the start of a rebuild, but we found a way to still win and compete and play competitively while still, a lot of young guys coming up here and contributing. So, but we have enough mix here between veteran players that have been around, and the young guys that can contribute. So, I'm excited about what we can do. Going forward, I think we got a chance.
Both the Brewers and Cardinals will now look towards the 2018 season.